Sir Charles Baskerville was found dead at his home, Baskerville Hall, on the 4th of June. He was the owner of the Baskerville estate on Dartmoor. During the recent inquest into this tragic event, the jury was told that on that night Sir Charles had gone for his usual evening walk down the famous Yew Alley Drive at Baskerville Hall. When he had not returned by midnight, his butler, Barrymore, went to look for him. Barrymore discovered Sir Charles's dead body at the end of the drive and sent for Dr. Mortimer. At the inquest, Dr. Mortimer told the jury that Sir Charles had been suffering from heart disease for some time. Dr. Mortimer explained that when he had examined the body, Sir Charles's face had been wildly distorted, as if he had suffered painful heart failure. No other signs of violence were found on the body. The inquest decided that death had been caused by a severe heart attack. The Baskerville estate will be inherited by Mr. Henry Baskerville, who now lives in Canada, and is the son of Sir Charles Baskerville's younger brother. The new baronet, Mr. Henry, now Sir Henry Baskerville, has been informed and is travelling to England. Dr. Mortimer refolded his cutting and put it back in his pocket. "Those are the public facts, Mr. Holmes, in connection with the death of Sir Charles Baskerville." "Then let me have the private ones," replied Holmes. Dr. Mortimer turned towards us and began his story. "I was a close friend of Sir Charles Baskerville. There are very few other educated people in that part of the moor, apart from Mr. Stapleton, the scientist, and butterfly collector, who lives close by. For some time I had noticed that Sir Charles was becoming strained and nervous. He took the ancient legend very seriously, and was convinced that some dreadful fate hung over his family. On the night of Sir Charles's death, the butler, Barrymore, who had discovered the body, sent Perkins the groom on horseback to find me. When I got to Baskerville Hall, I found Sir Charles lying dead on the path. His face was convulsed and twisted with horror. There was certainly no physical injury of any kind. But one false statement was made by Barrymore at the inquest. He said that there were no other traces upon the ground round the body. He did not observe any. However, I did. A short distance off, but fresh and clear." "Footprints?" asked Holmes. "Footprints. A man's or a woman's?" Dr. Mortimer looked strangely at us for an instant, and his voice sank almost to a whisper as he answered, "Mr. Holmes, they were the footprints of a gigantic hound." I confess that at these words a shudder passed through me. "Surely, sir, you do not believe that there can have been a supernatural explanation for Sir Charles Baskerville's death?" I asked Dr. Mortimer. "I am not sure what to believe, Dr. Watson. Sir Charles died of a painful heart attack. But I do know that before the terrible event occurred, several people had seen a creature upon the moor, which corresponds with this Baskerville demon, and which could not possibly be any animal known to science. They all agreed that it was a huge creature, luminous, ghastly, and spectral." Holmes laughed. "Perhaps you should consult a clergyman rather than a detective." "Perhaps," Dr. Mortimer replied. "However, I am meeting Sir Henry Baskerville, the new baronet, this afternoon. He has just arrived in London from Canada. I would be most grateful if I could bring Sir Henry to meet with you tomorrow morning. We will both welcome your advice." Dr. Mortimer and Sir Henry arrived at our rooms in 221B Baker Street the next morning. Sir Henry Baskerville was a small, alert, dark-eyed man, about 30 years of age, very sturdily built, with thick black eyebrows and a strong, determined face. He wore a dark red tweed suit and had the weather-beaten appearance of someone who has spent a lot of time outdoors. "Congratulations on your inheritance, Sir Henry," said Holmes. "I take it there were no other family members with a claim to the Baskerville estate?"